Morning. Another wonderful morning God has blessed us with. A little cool this morning. Wasn't quite expecting that to be as cool. But still, God has blessed us to be able to come to His house of worship. We hope and pray to worship Him in spirit and in truth this morning. Mine's kind of going several ways this morning. I just ask that you continue to pray for us as we try to speak on God's truth this morning, Lord, that what we might say would be according to His will, and that it would be honoring and pleasing unto Him and edifying to the church. We really, what's on my mind is God's Word. You know, thought about this past week, a treasure. What is a treasure? You know, it's something that we seek out. It's something that we want to find. It's something that gives us joy. You know, I think about I use joy. A true treasure should give us joy, and God's Word is a true treasure. I think about, pirates, X marks the spot, and they go and they find that treasure. You know, that's all they can think about. Once they get it in their mind, they're searching for that treasure, wanting to find that treasure. Well, God's Word is a treasure. It is more valuable than any worldly treasure, such as silver and gold, gems, rubies, diamonds, you name it, that you can have. You know, it is a treasure that keeps on giving. It's a treasure that, each time you open it and read it, you can glean something more out of it. It's a treasure that gives to you every day. You know, it is... It's just, thinking on it, it's amazing. It's wonderful. It's true. It's pure. And Psalms 12, he says God's word is. Let's go read it. I don't want to misquote it. Psalms 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now, God's word, there's so many versions of God's word nowadays. And, men have tried to, they've taken words out, they've added words, tried to, make it say basically what they want it to say. But God's word, His true word, is pure. There's nothing that needs to be added. There's nothing that needs to be taken away from it. It is profitable, as we read in 2 Timothy. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is good for us in every walk of life, and all in all that we go through. And it doesn't need to be added to or taken away from. If we have issues going on in our lives, or a question about things going on around us, I guarantee you can go to God's Word and you can find the answer and how to deal with it in our lives. It's something to think on. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Paul says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And reading that verse and thinking on it, and, you know, true. God is true. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God's word is true. Whatsoever things are honest. You know, there is honesty. There is good report. There is loveliness. There is godliness. There is justness, pureness in God's word. You know, as we went through these things, each time it just brought me back to God's word. You know, and as Paul says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, it's something that we should think on often. I know for me, I don't think on it enough. But it is very, again, it's profitable for us. It is a treasure. It's a treasure that God has given us here in time. That we know his thoughts. You know, we don't know all of his thoughts. His thoughts are higher than ours. We cannot know them. But we know what he has given us here in his word on how we are to live, on how we are to go about our life in honoring him and glorifying him here in time. And, you know, it's, you know, what he's done for us. You know, what an amazing blessing it is that we have God's word. And, you know, what a blessing it is that we have it so readily available nowadays. You know, not only in printed form, but in, you know, with the technology we have. You know, and going through after, you know, Granny's past and going through her home. Now there's a bookshelf, and it was full of Bibles, you know. And it's like, you know, I count them, but I can't even remember how many. It was more than my fingers and toes. I could say that. but you know. You know, what a blessing it is that we have God's word with us. It is a treasure to be sought after, more precious than rubies, more precious than gold, more precious than silver. It's pure, it's honest, it's true, it's just, it's lovely. It is a good report. And we should think on these things often, every day. Every minute of the day, every second of the day, really. You know, even throughout our days, we're, you know, at work, as, you know, we're at home, dealing with kids or dealing with those at work, you know, think on God's word. It will give us peace. It will help us deal with the things that we're going through in life. Thank you, and pray for Brother Clayton.